Podcast ini ditajukan oleh Come Apparel, sebuah perusahaan busana. Anda dapat menemukan pelbagai pilihan busana seperti oversize t-shirt, hoodie, jersey, tote bag dan banyak lagi. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk mendapatkan produk berkualiti dan bermutu tinggi. Untuk mendapatkan produk-produk dari Come Apparel, sila kunjungi aplikasi Instagram mereka.
Ya, yeah, Lisa.
Yes.
Kau tahu kan yang aku ada this upcoming event kan?
Okay.
Kau ada any recommendation on beverages tak yang aku boleh cater for aku punya event?
Beverages? Aku tu. Kau boleh try A1 Cendol and Durian. Aku pernah try, sedap gila rasa.
Oh, serius lah?
Serius.
Kat mana lah tempat dia?
Tak salah aku, company Street 81. Blok 822.
Oh, serius lah? Since kita kat Tampines ni, jom lah kita, apa ni, kau ikut aku.
Okay.
Nah, aku, please lah, aku belanja kau. Kau ikut aku, aku belanja kau.
Serius?
Yes.
Sekarang? Okay, jom lah.
Okay, jom.
Yes, sir.
Hi, welcome back to the latest episode of One Kind Clan.
Who's it by? KJ?
JJ.
BJ.
AJ.
And LJ.
And we are the One Kind Clan. Awesome, boleh? Boleh?
Boleh. Okay lah.
Because it's for our first time, you know, doing podcast dekat rumah orang.
Betul.
Tempat orang. Not tempat orang lah. First dekat tempat, you know, yang kita nak buat ni kan.
Rumah orang lah.
Okay. Sorry, a bit nervous.
It's first time for us to do paranormal plus podcast.
Ah, yes. Itu yang aku nak sampaikan.
Itu satu. Lagi satu is dia kitanya first local podcaster yang kita datang. Yes. Dia kitanya first local podcaster.
Celebrity.
Betul.
Yang celebrity. Kita datang kat tempat dia lah.
So, without further ado, aku juga nak... you know, shout out to the sponsors. So the first sponsors currently we have Hipster Bakes. Beliau ada business yang, you know, bakes birthday cakes, wedding cakes and so much more. I mean, you guys can check out dia punya IG. Dia ada macam-macam kat dalam situ.
Yes, korang can go to the IG and support his products. At the same time, support him as he is a cancer survivor.
Okay guys, do support guys. Hipster Bakes. Hipster Bakes.
Kenapa hipster? Aku rasa nanti next time kita jumpa dia.
Yeah.
Kenapa Hipster Bakes?
Boleh.
Hipster Bakes.
Apa tu?
Susah nak sebut.
Okay. Tak, kita nak kena tanya, minta izin. Yeah. Whether kita boleh jumpa ke tidak.
Betul.
Boleh. InsyaAllah. Okay. Alright.
So, apa lagi kau nak cakap?
Tak ada. Sambung. Nak mention our...
Silakan.
Silakan.
Okay. Alright. So, podcast ni juga ditajukan khas oleh...
Iwan Cendol and Durian.
Business worth
a second cup.
Hashtag
Cendol and Fruit Smoothie.
Yeah. Alright.
Maaf sikit, malam ini suara aku dah serak-serak sikit.
Nanti.
Sabar. Asyik nak panas je lah. Aku dah panas kat sini lah. Panas.
Sabar.
So pada malam ni. Kau tengok. Kau tak boleh cakap dah ni. Tak panas. Okay. So, without further ado, mari kita menjemput kita punya tetamu. Actually bukan.
Kita yang tetamu dia.
Mari kita tetamu podcast kita.
Yes. Podcast. Mari kita introduce beliau. Silakan.
Intro sendiri.
Hello everybody.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Fidana Hassan and welcome to OKK.
Nice.
Sedap pun suara.
Sexy.
Kita buat dia blushing dalam rumah dia sendiri. Oh.
Betul.
Dia malu dalam rumah sendiri tu.
So Fidiana, is it been an honor, you know, to come here for podcast recording and do investigation. So maybe can, you know, share with us a little bit about yourself. What have you been doing currently, and what have you been experiencing? Yeah.
Okay, so Untuk sesiapa yang tak tahu, saya actually I'm a trans woman. Maksudnya dulu saya lelaki lah. Then saya pun sudah habiskan operasi semua. Everything all goes well. And now I'm a female, legitly female in IC. And my work is actually I'm a content creator. I'm not an influencer, but I'm a content creator because I love to do content for Instagram, Facebook, and also TikTok currently.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Fangirling lah.
Tak sayin.
But why you prefer to be called a content creator than influencer?
Okay, so macam untuk I, influencer tu berat ya ayat tu, sebab to be an influencer, people have to follow you tau. Macam gerak-geri you semua, you nak kena influence orang, macam everything lah. You need to be positive in the way. It's tired for me. I'm not that type of person. I'm very realist. Macam kira kan macam sebab kita semua manusia, kita semua deserve to enjoy ourselves. So I do not want to be trapped in the influencer world. Yeah, so I would rather be called as a content creator because I love doing content.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what kind of content? Maybe you can share with us what kind of content.
Okay. I've been doing social media for more than 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I think zaman Facebook mula-mula start. You know, that's how I
Friendster.
Started. Friendster. That's how I met my husband.
Ever since Friendster?
Yeah, correct. So, and then...
MySpace.
MySpace eh? Rabak eh tu. Alamak.com. Alamak.com.
Orang paling... Aku rasa kat Singapore favourite ni apa social media. Tag.
Jangan sebut.
Tengok muka.
Jangan.
Tag. Wow. Mencari makan eh tag tu.
Betul.
Yeah.
Susah datang.
Jangan disebut guys. Alright. Azal. Lagi.
Mencari makan untuk korang lah, bukan untuk aku.
Yeah ke?
Aku dimakan.
That's what sama. I said lah.
Siapa yang cakap cari makan tadi?
Aku.
Yang first sekali. Cari makan really?
Akulah.
Oh, so yeah. What do you interpret on the cari makan?
Cari makan lah. Dulu kan kita naughty.
Oh, yelah. So, it's
the cari makan. Kira, oh, dah okay. Kira seksi naughty bitchy ni lah.
Sorry suami I. Itu sebelum I kenal dia lah.
Sebelum I main lah, sorry.
Saya tak suami I.
Alright. So, tell us more during your podcast. I heard, like you shared with us earlier, you have disturbance during your podcast. What kind of disturbance? Maybe you can explain with us. Explain to us.
Okay. Benda ni has happened years ago lah. Daripada rumah lama, like kondo. Because I pernah tinggal kat rumah kondo dekat Park Rose Road for 8 years.
Where is that? I mean the location.
Park Rose dekat Road. Woodland. Dekat Woodlands. Dekat Esso sana.
Dekat Esso sana.
Yang rumah-rumah.
Esso Avenue 2 sana tu.
Kondo pendek lah.
Bukan. Yang kondo tingkat 5. Dan 5 tingkat je.
Lepak-lepak kita dulu, kat belakang tu ada road, ada padang.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yang paling ujung tu lah.
Alright. Park Rose Road. Yang sebelah ni lah, kedai makan tu lah.
Before that, tak ada, dia kedai makan, that road naik tu,
kanan.
Kiri. Kalau kanan, kau pergi landed property. Rumah-rumah.
Alright, understand.
Kau belok kiri.
Yeah, so benda ni sudah happen benda lama. Sebab, when I stay there for 8 years, sebab kita punya home lease was 8 years, and then a lot of things happen, and then tapi to me is like macam dia tak kacau, it's just macam I pernah nampak dia lalu ke, dia touch my shoulder ke, kat alam something like that. By the way, she just touched me, aku rasa macam wow. Yeah. And then tapi bila I get this house, rumah ni dekat Admiralty, I just got a mansionette house. When we get the key, I still remember it was circuit breaker. So circuit breaker tu that none of us are supposed to go out for 6 months. So bila dapat kunci tu daripada HDB kan, then we cannot go out from the house, from my own condo, for 6 months. So rumah ni dah tersadai for 6 months really.
Wow, 6 months.
Yeah. Things in here. So meaning to say, the previous owner move out bila?
sebelum circuit breaker lah, I think so.
Before circuit breaker.
Way before.
Way be, like a month before circuit breaker, okay, lah, I think so. Okay. It happened in March, right? Aku rasa dia keluar on February.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, February dia keluar,
yeah,
March, yeah, you dapat kunci.
We get the key, then it was circuit breaker. So we can only like macam keluar just to check. Macam kita pernah lalu sini lah, lalu kat rumah ni, tapi tak pernah masuk dalam sebab circuit breaker.
Okay.
So sometimes we, if my husband ada barang-barang that dia nak tak dalam rumah ni, we still have to discuss macam whether can we go out as a couple to come here sebab masa tu is very tight. Yeah. So rumah ni, okay, I have a dream. So in my dream, 2 days before I came to this house, I mimpi that I'm already in my master bedroom. Dalam mimpi I tu, I kat dalam master bedroom tu, tapi I nampak ada perempuan duduk kat tangga. Dalam mimpi tu, sebelum I came.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Alright, chill, relax. Alright. Okay, teruskan.
Like before I came here, before I jejak rumah ni, sebelum I tidur kat rumah ni, I dah mimpi dah yang I kat master bedroom, I nampak perempuan dekat tempat tangga. It was in my dream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I legitly move in, and then I have a godson, nama dia Alec. So dia pun sewa bilik lah. Sewa masa tu sebelum jadi anak angkat lah. So he sewa bilik yang ni lah, yang depan tu. So he with his friend, a girl also. So diorang jaga rumah ni. Well, me and my husband, kita dekat rumah kondo masa tu.
Okay.
So things happen towards them lah. Macam dia kena kacau. Anak I nampak ada lembaga macam susuk lelaki tua kurus dekat tempat cat litter sana, kat tempat dapur. A lot of things happen lah. So bila dia ceritakan, kita orang tak percaya. And I always bilang kat diorang, jangan takut sebab ni rumah mama. Okay. And masa tu kita belum sampai lagi kat rumah ni. So kita masuk dalam rumah ni, I think pernah nak try to buat doa selamat ramai-ramai tu. Things happen also while tengah buat doa selamat. We heard, all of us, I think 20 of us, kita dengar ada budak-budak lari-lari dekat tangga while doing the doa selamat. And then but it was on and off. Yeah. And then we try to do the apa yang pagar rumah. The first one, it was unsuccessful because it was rejected by Ustaz.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the second one, we have a godson, nama dia Mus. Nama dia Zali. He's a young ustaz also. And then he bring his uncle. So he tried to do rukia towards me and to me lah, to me. But it was also unsuccessful. Very unsuccessful. The fail lah, kira kan.
What do you mean by fail?
Kira kan dia masuk balik.
Oh, is it?
So yeah. So keluar tapi masuk balik?
After selang 1 week.
Oh, so meaning memang dapat keluar lah.
Dapat keluar.
So after that 1 week, it came back.
It came back because because I have this, I tak tahu whether is it a gift or is it a what. Sometimes I boleh nampak apparition dalam rumah ni, atau I can see things outside which only me and my husband understand lah.
Okay, maybe you can point out to us where you see the apparition.
Kalau I kat luar, kalau I kat sini, kadang-kadang I boleh nampak macam ada benda kat tempat dapur sekarang ni, atau I boleh nampak ada benda just walk past kat luar tingkap. You know, macam sometimes dia ada kat tempat outside bilik Alex sekarang ni, something like that lah. Something like that. Tapi when like I try to communicate through my heart, I tak tahu whether dorang connected ke apa. Sometimes dorang dengar, dorang keluar. Sometimes dorang just stay there. So I just biarkan aja. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is the third time lah you guys came.
Nice. To me, I share a bit about what I feel when I enter upon your unit lah. The previously, when I just, you know, baru keluar dia punya lift luar rumah ni.
Dekat lift lobby.
Lift lobby, aku keluar. Then, my elbow kena tap. But aku buat bodoh. Aku buat bodoh. Then aku straight to the luar unit lah. Luar rumah dia, luar unit. Then the thing is, the vibe luar unit tu is awesome, I tell you. Awesome. Why awesome? Because aku suka dia punya energy kat luar tu because of the plantation yang ditanam.
Yeah, it's because of the plantation yang bring in the vibes and everything, yeah, right? Correct.
So upon entering the unit, tu lagi satu
cerita.
Yeah, tu cerita. Why? It's because bila aku masuk tu, aku punya suka aura, like I entering a different dimension kind of shit. Dia punya energy dia. So Rudy as our appointment, yeah, holding the EMF, we straight away masuk mana? Kitchen, right?
Straight away yeah, to the kitchen.
So we head to the kitchen. So we try to, you know, detect the any if there any entities. So tak ada, apparently tak ada. So we head towards the service yard area,
yeah,
which is depan toilet tu selalu. Yeah. So that's where our first encounter.
Spike like crazy.
Yes. So spike like crazy, like, you know, really, really crazy sampai the red marking.
Yeah.
And true. And the stay is too lama gila. So kita nak confirm, kita pergi depan, kita adjust ke belakang balik. And it's still there.
Still there.
Upon apa ni? Apa kita buat lagi eh?
After that we come after the service yard tu, kita come out, then we sat in the living room first.
Yeah.
So where I think before Fidiana actually tunjukkan kita mana yang ada activity or any vibes kan, I actually went straight to the chair first.
To the armchair,
because ada benda terbayang ni. Then I thought of checking, like, oh, maybe aku just detect kat situ apa. So then after that aku just shift the EMF towards the armchair. Tu yang ada spike. Okay. Lagi.
Then bila aku tegur, lat berapa saat,
They're gone.
After that aku detect dia patah balik kat sana. That's so, where kita return.
It's from the service yard. Then ran away to the
living room
sofa, one of the sofa. Then after that ran back again to the service yard. Correct?
And afterwards, after the investigation, we sat down to have a discussion with Fida. Then upon discussion, sekali peha aku, my right peha, kena macam, you know, like somebody grab.
Oh, grab eh? Ah, bukan grab. Brush eh?
No, grab. Because I thought kucing dia.
But not.
Then, bila sewaktu tengah kena grab tu, there's two entity belakang aku.
Tu yeah. bila kau one glance kan? Yeah. Satu glance, kau nampak.
Two entity belakang sofa ni. So, aku buat bodoh. So that's the only experience lah. But today alhamdulillah, untuk aku feel better because aku get the proper rest because aku cabut kerja siang sikit. And upon aku masuk aku feel quite, how say,
aku rasa reflection ni kucing dia tu yang kau nampak is a reflection of white
color. Is it?
Yeah.
No. Mendita lah.
Ke sana.
Oh, is it?
Kat tingkap.
Oh, pasal bila kau nampak itu, kucing dia yang putih tu baru turun tangga.
Bukan turun tangga. Kat situ tadi.
Oh, so belakang kuat.
Belakang kau.
Okay. So apa masuk aku punya aura, like, I don't know, is it bringing out or sucking in? But the thing is, aku okay. When bila aku masuk dapur, still okay. So aku just waiting for any time dia nak datang. Tu je.
So far, actually tadi kalau pun nak mention yang satu part, we were discussing that past one week ada yang kita we came here, the me, KJ and JJ. So while we were discussing in the living room, one of Phyllis cat actually came, then duduk, then stare at you and JJ.
Oh yes.
Just cakap asal the staring kat korang ya tu. Because like just now, actually it's the same cat that I think it was BB, the grey colour one. Yeah, was staring at them.
Acem
yang stare kat korang kan? Acem. Pasal macam tadi bila time aku tengah makan nugget tu kan, baby was staring at me because I was eating.
Okay.
But that time kita mana ada air pun tak ada.
Yeah.
Makan dan tak ada.
Nothing.
So it was Acem.
Acem, is it dia punya behavior macam itu?
Okay, so Acem ni dia kucing ni macam mana? Dia very defensive tau. Maksudnya, of all the kucing macam Chanel and Baby, Achim is a center cat. So macam dia very very close to me.
Okay.
So anything ke apa-apa macam very defensive lah. She will try to protect me in any way possible.
She very protective of you.
Protective lah. For myself macam I rasa macam dia nak protect aku lah. Macam aku nak tidur ke apa ke, nanti dia try to sleep kat tempat corner of my bed to to protect kat dekat pintu. Something like that. Mata dia setiap kat pintu. To know that macam I'm here mama, I'm here.
But yang paling aku terkejut is dia hiss.
Yeah, all of us experience that.
Kita kat luar rumah.
Dia tak pernah hiss before.
Dia tak pernah hiss.
Dia tak pernah hiss before.
Achim is the black color one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's three. There's,
I think none of my cats pernah hiss. Tak pernah hiss. Don't tak pernah hiss.
So yang but yang kita nak, I think the time that we want to go back to yang nak balik. So actually Achim ran out. Then Fidiana give chase when asking to come back into the house. Kat luar tu the hiss dekat one of the walls. Then kita terperanjat pasal oh dia dah hiss kan, tak apa. Fidiana pun terperanjat. Tu yang pelik. Kucing kau.
Then during the hiss EMF spiking kan.
Yes. Oh, that one was itu different aku.
Next level lah, next level.
That was next level.
Alright. So what's up with that?
Yeah, for me the reason why I invite you guys here is because I really need help. So if you guys, I know that korang pakar dengan benda ni semua, kalau korang boleh tolong Fidi or my partner in a way, we are very happy lah. Itu je sebab penat lah rasa dia. Penat kalau because it's draining me as well, because as a content creator kita pun ada energy nak buat video kan.
Understand.
Yeah, so we really need any help lah kalau korang boleh tolong ke.
It's draining your energy, right?
Draining.
Yes, understand.
Yeah, actually you've been sick for the past 3 days or something, right?
One week. Yang after korang datang lah.
Yeah.
So maybe you can share with us apa yang you encounter after we left the house.
Okay, so I think benda ni has been going on very rabak during last month. Bila I experience goli dekat dalam bilik, then I always like to think positive. Mungkin pipe ke, mungkin ada orang atas ada main goli ke. But I know, notice that macam bila last month tu yang dekat atas tu tak ada orang. So bila I tengok Google, kadang-kadang handphone ni pun tak bagus eh. Sebab kita always check why goli dalam rumah. So they always give us this list that macam rumah kena sihir, kau kena kacau, orang nak hantar engkau. Even bila I jumpa KG masa tu dekat Kallang, when I share story and then I show the video, dia pun cakap pasal macam mungkin rumah you macam kena sihir. It shivers me, faham tak? Sebab benda ni happen every day. Yeah, every day. Yeah. And then it's not only pasal guli, I dengar orang lari malam-malam buta petang-petang.
That's very disturbing ah. Every day.
Every day. Every day.
It's very mental.
And dia will start dalam pukul 11 pagi. Dia akan stop pukul 1, lepas tu dia akan stop pukul 4, dia akan stop pukul berapa? Macam gitu. Pukul 11 pagi tu mesti ada.
Pagi. Dia on shift lah.
3 shift lah.
Dia macam pukul 10:30 dah start macam tek tek tek. Aku cakap okay, stand by. Atas ada tengah main competition.
So kalau you dengar goli ni when you are upstairs?
Because I'm always alone. Because my partner pergi kerja pukul 4 pagi, balik pukul 9 malam. So I'm 24 hours we're going to be at home. So I always alone. So I always experience that dekat dalam bilik ni. Dekat bilik atas lah.
Okay. So when you heard the goli tu while you are in the living room?
In the living room, dekat dapur, dekat atas, it's everywhere.
Actually I come across one of the VTT dekat your TikTok.
Yeah.
Yang bunyi goli tu.
Yeah.
Kuat gila siap bunyi dia.
There is only a bit sikit sebab kat Facebook I post the longer version.
Yeah, but it's damn loud.
Loud, right? And kalau guli tu mungkin kita have this positive thing, tapi yang lari yang hentak-hentak tak itu apa? What is that?
Orang berjoget kat atas.
Correct. And orang atas tu nak cakap tingkat, tingkat lima tu tak ada orang. Siapa?
Your neighbor upstairs tak ada.
Dia suka keluar, dia suka oversee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Alright, let's go to AJ eh. And hari ni dia ada down sikit. Maybe AJ can explain to us apa yang kau rasa.
Apa yang dah ganggu kau ni sebenarnya?
Iwan Cindul.
Alright, mari bawa masuk.
Marilah.
Iwan Cindul.
Terkejut aku.
Iwan Cindul.
Iya, AJ, iya.
Okay, Bajiwa.
Okay, so
please take the dencul.
Aku
aku kau jangan
siap. Nari aku ada full rest lah.
Full rest ke?
Agak full of energy.
Macam aku lah tadi. Okay.
But upon aku reach dekat lip, dekat aku lip body start to drain.
Macam sunken lah.
Sampai kat depan ni aku dah lain macam.
Lain macam macam mana actually?
Aku punya energy dah drain lah.
Is it?
Macam dah lembik.
Macam kita pergi outing 2 jam 3 jam punya case.
Yeah.
Like that lah. So aku dah masuk ni, aku dah set up terus. Pasal I need to do something lah. Jadi aku tak fikiran. Aku punya tangan kena gigit lah.
Kena gigit?
Kena macam gigit semua.
Tak ada macam pins and needles. Kena cucuk.
Pins and needles?
Pins and needles.
Alright.
Then after that dah hilang. Aku keluar. Aku actually amazed dengan dia punya put their plants with the water system.
Kan. Hydro
apa?
Gila.
Hydro apa?
Tak tahu. Tanya husband I.
I know the term but I forget. Hydro apa?
So dia automatic.
Yes.
Durian.
Itu dia A1 Chendol and Durian.
Kau tahu yang boleh buat energy kau datang balik apa?
A1 Chendol.
Apa? A1 Chendol.
A1 Chendol. So after that aku dah keluar tu, aku temankan LJ kat luar. Tak apa kau letak dulu. Aku tengah berbual ni.
Silakan.
Aku tengah keluar ni. Nak temankan dia lah.
Dia siapa? Oh dia, okay.
LJ. So aku nak temankan dia. Sekali aku dah rasa lain macam lah. Dah macam nak pitam lah.
Okay.
Aku nak pitam. Aku diri kat railing tengok dia berbual. Sekali aku rasa nak masuk. Aku nak masuk je aku termual.
Macam nak buang terus.
Nak muntah.
Okay.
Ada macam nak reject ni sekarang.
But why you didn't? Kau holding back ataupun?
Atau the feeling of Nak muntah tu.
Aku muntah aku hitam.
Thanks lah.
Aku takut aku hitam.
Hitam je lah.
Tak boleh.
Asal?
Nanti lain jadi.
Teruskan.
Tak nak.
InsyaAllah.
Kita nak pocas.
Superman.
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 So sekarang aku dah okay lah. Tengah relax ni. Tengah try to deflect all the negative energy coming
from. Alright.
Okay.
So yeah, tu je. Ada nanti aku nampak tadi aku kelibat kat belakang.
Kelibat.
Atas ni baru nampak tadi. Aku punya sense pun dah activate.
Okay, bagus. Awesome. Itu yang kita nak. Itu yang kita nak.
Awesome. So for LJ, what do you feel upon arriving to the unit?
Okay. Aku punya feeling, my experience is totally different from korang punya cerita. Along the way coming towards the unit, I don't feel anything. From afar, okay lah, nampak macam malap-malap. But then bila aku reach the dia punya corridor, I have a mixed feelings. Dia buat aku confused. Macam dia ada
Keluri.
Kau jangan
keliru kan. Aku dah Bodoh. Okay, so it made me confused. Because I'm okay lah. Woman is very sensitive when it comes to emotional, right?
Understand?
Yeah. So it made me confused on what to feel. Alright. Or how I should feel.
Kira kan mixed feeling lah.
Yalah, mixed feeling. So there's a mix of positive and negative.
Alright.
Yes. At the moment, I cannot macam weigh the percentage of negativity and the positivity lah. But
it's similar to me actually. Right, that's what aku cakap. Aku tak tahu whether, you know, my aura, is it giving out or sucking in?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, so and then when I enter the house, before I enter the house, just outside the
Alright. Silakan. Lampu servis siap matikan.
Be careful.
Okay, so BJ is not gonna be with us. He's gonna pantau inside one of the
CCTV room.
Yeah, CCTV room.
CCTV. CCTV. Okay.
So while I was standing outside the corridor, I already felt a vibe. At the left side of the house lah. So I don't know what room that was. So when I enter the house, I ask the owner of the house lah, which is Viliana. Kan, did I? Oh yeah. What room is this? So she mentioned that it's a old studio room and it's not in operation anymore lah. So sekarang dia jadi apa? Storeroom eh? Okay. So it's a storeroom.
Oh, the ujung.
So I felt a vibe there. Then along the way masuk dia punya living room. Living room I spotted two tempayan. The tempayan, one of the tempayan is on the staircase. The other one is at the near the window. Okay, so I didn't feel anything about the tempayan on the staircase, but the tempayan on the first level tu, that area macam something. One Con Clan, we'll be back with our next episode with Edie. Don't forget to follow us and rate our show